Daniel, wake up! Daniel partially lifted one eyelid, closed it, and rolled onto his other side.
What is it, Maisie? I'm trying to sleep. Did you hear that noise?
What noise?
It sounded like someone screamed.
He yawned.
Maybe you should turn off the TV.
Maisie looked at the flat screen on the wall. The television was tuned to an infomercial, hardly the kind of show to produce the sound she'd just heard. She poked him again.
The noise didn't come from inside the house, it came from outside.
Ugh, if you really want me to get up and look around, I'll do it. Although the offer had been made, he didn't move, which suited Maisie just fine. She didn't need him to do the dirty work. She was more than happy to get down and dirty herself. She rose from the bed, went to the dresser, and opened the top drawer. She pulled out a pair of binoculars, walked to the window, and peeked through them, canvassing each house in her neighborhood. Sighing to express his irritation, Daniel propped himself up on one arm.
What in the hell are you doing, Maisie?
She shooed him with her hand.
Shh, stop talking! I'm trying to concentrate! There's no need to get snippy with me. Whatever you think you heard, I'm sure it's nothing. Come back to bed!
Come back to bed? He'd barked the words like he was giving her an order, as if the lackluster moment of passion they'd shared an hour before gave him permission to treat her like they were more familiar than they were. It was the very reason rule number one wasn't meant to be broken. Ever. Maisie set the binoculars down, picked Daniel's pants up off the floor, and hurled them in his direction. She attempted a smile, but was certain it wasn't very convincing. She didn't excel at pretending. Time for you to leave.